קטע הכנה לשיעור מתוך כתבי רבש כרך ב'
Preparation for the lesson from רבש letter 25. Man, as in of itself, he's limited by time and space. However, when one try to cleave onto the Creator, then he need to equalize with him, meaning to be above time and space. As it is known, that the place called a kli, a vessel, meaning their unknown desire to receive, and above the place, meaning that he doesn't want that all his exertion would be only for his place, rather for the blessed of the place, being the place of the world, meaning that all the exertion should be only in order to bestow. And above time, where the matter of time belongs to reason, where man's reason always make him understand that now is not the right time to take upon his work. And about that we must always go above time. Do not say that the first days were better than those, etc. Rather, we always need renewal of the power, meaning the foundations on which all the work is built, until we are rewarded with the dwelling of divinity permanently. And we need to go into a path that denies one another, meaning the desire and wholeness being prayer and praise and gratitude. In the state of adhesion, in Ein Sof, as for the creatures, that state as if divided into many parts and discernments, then there it is all in one unity, and there are not many discernments, rather only one, unity, unification. He and his name are one. And due to the desire to receive, getting into the picture and begin to devise more and more and reduce adhesion from being complete into being more and more partial, here comes the aspect of discernments. Time, movement, space, spiritually wise. As in our world, the corporeal place, time and movement, and differences between the degrees, the sizes and manners, and many discernments of the 613 organs in each place, meaning in every desire, in every general desire. And above time, meaning above the desire in order to bestow in faith, above reason, above time. Yes, all that, all these discernments are all in all elements of the same unification towards which we're aiming, the adhesion we are longing for. Hence, as long as one is in separation, it is called that one is in time, movement and space, and once attracted to the unity, then more and more elevating oneself above those discernments, above the desire to receive, about the different states, as all accumulates into one point of adhesion, and then from below upwards, again, those discernments, time, movement, and space, disappear further and further until one reaches the complete unity. However, all these discernments are also only between the light and the vessel. However, in the different manners, they are called time, movement, and space. Yes.